sometimes when I was on holiday from school, he'd send me, Mr. Rigali would send me with about 50 sheep, and he'd always sort one out, what was lame. When I was going down through Barnetby, this one, what was lame, he would be behind, and he would toddling along, you know, and if there was a bit of a getaway, he would go down there, you see, and then when you got him out, all the others had cleared off somewhere. With once I got this one out, I'd lost the others, and they were in a, they'd gone through a wagon gate, that's a big wide, a wagon gate, you know, and they was in a bed of onions, so they made rather a job of those.
And would you drive those to the market on your own?
Oh, yes. Yes, I was still school lad at the, when I first started doing that.
And how long would that take you?
Well, it was 9 miles. If you go down towards Kermington and turn left at that first crossroads and then turn right up along the wood, they called it the Green Lane, and you used to come out right at the top of Barnetby. You know where that old church is at Barnetby? I used to come out there, you see, near enough, and go down into the market. And I used to get sixpence from Oscar Rigal, the boss, the farmer, and sixpence from the auctioneer. I don't know why the auctioneer gave us sixpence, but we got the bob, you know, with the two instalments.
And you walked that in the day?
Yes, I used to come back with Mr. Rigal on the, in his car, and he used to smoke African tobacco. He'd roll them, you know, instead of lick them all over so they didn't burn away so quick, and he used to say, take hold of the wheel, Bill. And I used to be swinging it up and down with it all like this here. And he'd keep, not too much, you know.